passages. There are many passages of Scripture, and as I've told you often, I find it difficult to know which Scriptures to speak about next.
圣经里经文真的是非常丰富，你常常也会很犹豫啊，到底用哪一节经文、哪一段呢？下一次来分享神的话。
And this evening, we're going to take a simple verse from Scripture and try to explain it. We'll find that it is a simple explanation of God's great plan with humanity.
我们可以今天看一段的经文，可以帮助我们用一个非常简单的方式，从神那里来分享这真理。
So if you have a Bible, you might turn with me to the book of Galatians, and we're going to read in chapter 4.
今天用的经文呢，是加拉太书四章。
And we'll just read two verses together. These are summary verses of the plan of God.
那今天我们会读主要的两节，这个是神的计划呢，一个总结。
Excuse me. All right. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4 reads, But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that were under the law, so that we might receive the adoption of sons.
加拉太书四章第四节，及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子。
Excuse me, I'm just going to have to continue to discuss things over this cold. If I cough and sputter and sneeze, don't worry, I'm okay. I apologize.
所以他说他时不时可能会咳嗽或者打些喷嚏，可能会有一些中断。 他跟大家说个道歉，没关系，他可以继续。
Now the theme of this verse is simple. It says God sent forth his son.
所以这两节经文的主题非常简单，就是神把他的儿子差来。
And in the first sense, this means it's a reference to Christmas.
当然，这个在我们现在这个季节就很应景了，因为就是圣诞的意思。
We'll see that it's more than that, but that's the basic principle. It's Christmas, and the theme is God sent his son.
所以现在是圣诞节，神也的确差他的圣子来到我们中间。
And the question that we could ask is, why did God send his son?
那我们可能会问，神为什么要差他的儿子来我们中间呢？
And the answer here is at the end of verse 5, he sent his son to redeem them that were under the law.
那第五节，他要把他的儿子差来，使我们律法以下的人能够被赎出来。
The word to redeem means simply to buy back.
赎的意思呢，就是买回来的意思。
Because of our sin, the Lord lost us in our position as part of his family. We sinned and we lost that position.
那正是因为我们的罪呢，我们丢失了一个很重要的地位，就是神家的一员这样的位置啊。我们本来是，但是呢，因着罪呢，却失掉了这个位置。
So the question is, all right, we've got a problem. How do we resolve that problem?
现在呢，我们有个麻烦，我们该怎么解决这个麻烦呢？
And Paul says here, the way we resolve the problem is God would send his son.
那保罗在这说呢，我们解决这个麻烦的方法就是神差他的圣子来了。
So the question is, all right, why? When did he send his son?
那问题是他什么时候送他的圣子来呢？
And the answer is, he did that in the fullness of time.
答案就是他在时候满足的。经文是时候满足，他就来了。
It is true that God sent his son to the earth roughly 2,000 years ago.
当然在历史上这件事情是在差不多2000年前发生的。
Why then?
那为什么就是那个时点呢？
Why didn't he send his son to the earth a lot earlier?
为什么不差他的圣子更早一点来呢？
Why didn't he wait and send him later?
为什么不再等一等，晚一点再差来呢？
So the question then is, all right, why did he send his son when he did?
就是为什么就是这个准确的时点，他差耶稣基督来了。
And God said, well, I was waiting till the fullness of time, if you like, at the very right time. And in particular, there was sufficient time from the promise to the completion. There was a fullness of time in there. That's why he sent him when he did.
所以神在这里用时候满足的意思呢，就是从他给出要来的应许。直到他来这一段的时间呢是足够了啊，神有对应许有要来的应许有计划，同时呢对这个时间段啊也是有旨意的，有计划的。
So there's two reasons that lie behind the when question.
所以这里有两个原因在什么时候的这个问题背后。
When is the right time from the giver?
那时候呢是从给予者也就是神的角度来说是合适的。
And when is the right time from the point of view of the recipient?
同时呢时候也是对于接受者是人的角度也是合适的。
And frankly, I think that if God had sent his son at an earlier time, the people to whom he was sent would not have accepted him.
那我的理解呢，神如果差耶稣早一点来呢，那本来可能站在那个时点会接受的人，那个时候还不会接受。
Usually people are happy to receive a salvation when they know they've got a big problem.
常常呢，人在什么时候更容易接受救恩呢？当他意识到自己有一些大麻烦的时候。
I used to have a boat, and I used to go on a hot day in the summer. I would often go for a ride in my boat.
他年轻的时候呢，有一艘小船，他会在天气很热的时候呢，会开着这艘小船出去。
And some days it would be so nice. I'd just turn the motor off, and I'd be in the middle of nowhere in the great big ocean, and I'd just sit there and smile and relax and thank the Lord for the wonderful day.
那他有的时候会开在海中间呢，然后把马达熄了，然后就在那感谢神的恩典啊，然后再享受那一天的美好。
And sometimes another boat would come by and see me just sitting there, and they would say, "Excuse me, but are you in trouble? Could I tow you to the port?"
那有的时候会有一些船路过他船上的其他船上的人都会好心的问他说，你是不是有麻烦呢？需不需要我们把你拖到岸边去？
And I would smile and thank them and wave and say, "No, thank you. I'm okay. I'm just everything's fine. I don't need help now."
那他往往会说，没有关系，我挺好的，一切都很好，我现在不需要帮助。
One day,
有一天
I was on the ocean, and it was getting late in the evening. The sun was beginning to go down, and I couldn't get my motor started.
那有一天呢，他还是在海中间，那一天刚好已经很晚了。太阳快下山了，他也还在海的中间，但是他不能把马达发动了。
The wind was blowing in the wrong direction.
而且风呢刚好是反方向，把它吹得越远的。
Everything looked bad.
一切就都看起来很糟糕了。
And I looked around, there was nobody to help me.
然后我四周看了一下，没有人能来帮助我。
And my father was in the boat with me. We got down on our knees in the bottom of the boat. And we said, Lord, would you please send us a savior? We need someone to help us.
这时候呢，刚好他父亲也跟他一起在船上，他们两个就一起跪在船里说，神啊，你能不能差一个拯救的人来啊，把我们救出去。
And when we got off our knees, we looked out and there was a boat coming right toward us.
然后他们祷告完站起来，他们就看见一艘船冲着他们开过来。
And so we flagged him down, and he came and he said, would you like me to tow you to the port in Vancouver?
然后他们就向那个船挥手啊，那个船上的人问他们说，你们要不要我帮你们把船拖到岸边去啊？
What do you think I said?
你觉得我会怎么说呢？
I said, yes, thank you, that's what we need.
我说是，谢谢你，这就是我想要的。
Now, it was in the fullness of time that he came. If he'd come an hour earlier, I would have said no. If he came an hour later, I would have said you're far too late.
那这个是就是时候满足一个很好的例子啊，就是他如果早一个小时来呢，我会告诉他你不用来，我挺好的。如果他晚一个小时来呢，我会说你怎么才来，我已经不行了，已经太晚了。
And God sent him at the right time, and we said, thank you, Lord, and thank you to the man who was our Savior.
所以我们说，谢谢主，也谢谢这个主差来的人，来救我们的人，时候正好。
Now, what does the fullness of the time mean as far as God is concerned and his son coming to earth to save us?
那从时候满足或者时候合适，对于神以及他差来的圣子的角度，又是怎么理解呢？
And the stories, there are several stories that I find interesting here. One is the story of Noah and his society.
那我们可以想一想几个故事。第一呢，就是挪亚和他的时代。
God said, you build an ark. And Noah said to the people, God's going to send a flood. You come into the ark and you can be saved.
神对挪亚说呢，你造一个方舟，然后对同时代的人说呢，神要用兴起洪水来拯救，你们要进来，可以得救。
And they said, no, we're okay, we don't need that.
那时代的很多人说，不，我们不需要，我们挺好的。
And if God had sent his son, what would they have said?
如果神把他的圣子差来，那你觉得他们会怎么回应呢？
They said, we don't need him, we're okay.
那同样的他们也会说，我们不需要他，我们挺好的。
And you'll remember much time later, the children of Israel were in the wilderness and the Lord gave them a law. They said, we'll follow the law, that's all we need, we'll follow the law.
那同样的很多年之后，以色列人在旷野，神赐给他们律法，他们会说，哦，这是我们需要的，我们会跟从这律法。
But they didn't.
但是他们并没有。
They didn't know they couldn't.
他们也不知道，其实他们做不到。
But they didn't.
但不管怎样，他们没做。
And if God had sent them his son at that time, they would have said no.
同样道理，如果那个时候神把圣子耶稣赐下，他们也会说不，他们不要。
Then he gave them the beautiful tabernacle worship with all its lovely pictures and symbols and all the miracles that went with it.
然后神又把圣所会幕赐下很漂亮的所有的安排那以及因此而来的因着会幕约柜而来的所有的神迹都很棒。
And they probably all said, this is wonderful, this is what we need, this will save us.
他们也都会说哦这很棒，这就是我们想要的，这个会救我们。
But it didn't.
但这个也没有，实际上。
And in the days of Hophni and Phinehas, Eli's sons, they took theArk of the Covenant from the tabernacle out into battle, and they said, it will save us, and it didn't.
所以他们用一个什么样的方式来对待约柜呢？在哈弗尼和腓尼哈的时代，也就是以利的两个儿子的时代，他们居然把约柜当作武器抬到战场上， 最后约柜没有办法救他们啊，他们最后还是死了。
So the story of the Bible is beginning to develop as a story that says we need a savior, but these other saviors will work.
所以圣经的故事还在继续啊，然后每一个犹太人，当时的犹太人都说，哎，我们需要一个救主啊，但是其他的这些救主都做不到，像约柜啊或者律法都做不到。
So God sent them many judges, and they said, we'll follow the judges, and that will save us.
之后呢，神就开始差很多的士师来，以色列人认为，哦，我们跟着这些士师就能够得救了。
But they didn't follow the judges, and the judges couldn't save them.
同样呢，以色列人也做不到跟从士师，太悖逆。同样的，士师也没有能力救他们。
They said to Samuel, You give us a king.
然后他们就跟撒母耳说，撒母耳，你给我们一个王吧。
And he'll go out and fight for us. You give us a king. That's the only savior we need. Everything will be fine, Samuel.
然后这个王会为我们征战呢。撒母耳，你就给我们一个王吧。
So they got a king. They got many kings. It didn't work.
然后他们有了一个王，以及一个王之后的许许多多的王，但是也没有用。
And then God sent them prophets.Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel and countless other prophets. God sent them prophets and preached the message to them, and they said, "We don't need that."
神就差先知给他们啊，以赛亚、耶利米、以西结，许许多多的先知，但是他们却说，我们不需要这些。
Why did God send them His Son in the fullness of time?
所以为什么神差他的圣子是在时候恰巧合适满足的时候才来呢？
Answer, they had to be proven to that they would not find any other possible solution to their problem to work. The boat didn't, the ark didn't, the kings didn't, the law didn't, the ceremonies didn't, nothing worked. They needed a savior and his son.Jesus was the only one who could save them.
那就是因为他们需要最终被证明没有其他的拯救方式可以帮到他们方舟不可以，律法不可以，那先知不可以，许许多多其他的约柜不可以，其他的都不可以，那他们就能够知道唯独耶稣可以。
It took the world thousands of years to learn that simple lesson.
所以世人经历了几千年才得着这么一个简单的教训和结论。
And even under those circumstances, when the Lord Jesus Christ came, they killed him.
那即便是在这样的背景里，当主耶稣真的来的时候，他们还是杀了他。
It's a very unlikely solution, but here's the problem. They were guilty under the terms of the law.
所以这是看起来是不太可能的一个解决方案这个方案是怎么样的呢？就是人在律法之下是被定罪的，是有罪的。
The law said you must not sin. The soul that sins, it will die.
律法说呢，你不能犯罪因为凡犯罪的呢这样的灵魂必须死。
But they said, oh, it's not that bad. And anyway, but we'll stop sinning. Everything will be fine.
那人们会说，哦，没有那么糟糕了。我停下，我不犯罪，一切就都好了。
But of course, the problem is they didn't stop sinning.
但问题是他们并没有停下犯罪。
So God said, there's only one solution that'll work. I'm going to send my son. He will solve your problem.And if you believe in him, I will give you everlasting life.
神说，那现在我要把真正的解决方案给你，就差我的独生子耶稣来那他会为你们的罪付代价那一切。
There's maybe a couple of other stories. Go ahead. There's maybe a couple of other stories in the Bible to illustrate this.
那可能还有一些其他的故事呢，在圣经里也能帮助我们理解。
One day,Jesse, who was the father of David, King David, he was the father of David, and he said to his son, David, you go to the war, and you look at your older brothers, take them some food, come back and tell me how your older brothers are doing in the war.
那这个故事呢是在讲耶西是大卫的父亲，大卫王的父亲。当耶西还在世的时候呢，有一次呢他差大卫，大卫是家里最小的儿子，他差这个小儿子呢去战场上看看他在打仗的那些哥哥们，然后呢给他们带点吃的，同时呢也回来报信看这些哥哥们好不好。
So David went down to the war, and you'll remember that Goliath of Gath, the Philistine, came out and scared all the Israelite army because he challenged them. He said, you send me a man, and if your man kills me, we'll be your servants. If I kill you, then you will be our servants.
那这个时候的战场呢，正好以色列人和非利士人在对峙。而且被非利士人差来的加特的一个巨人呢，叫哥利亚给吓着了，因为哥利亚非常的高大，然后他跟以色列人说，如果你们胜了我呢，我们就做你的奴仆，如果我胜了你们呢，你们就做我们的奴仆。
And you'll remember that David went out, he fought Goliath, he conquered Goliath, and the result was that the Israelites were saved.
我们都记得大卫呢，他出去跟哥利亚打，而且胜了哥利亚，因此呢，以色列人就得拯救了。
You can imagine the next day when this teenage boy goes back to his father on the hilltop and says, "I've checked out my brothers, dad, and all the brothers are fine."
你可以想一想，第二天，这个小，阳关，大卫他回家的时候，他在山顶见到他的父亲，说，哎，我去看了我的哥哥们，他们都很好。
And his father probably said, "How'd that happen?"
那他的父亲可能会问他，你怎么知道的啊？这发生了什么
？And David said, "Well, it's very simple. Goliath is dead, and because Goliath is dead, our brothers, my brothers, your sons are free."
大卫很可能简单的会说，那因为哥利亚被杀死了，哥利亚被杀死了，以色列人就得胜了，所以哥哥们就是平安的。
And frankly, I think that his father said, "Well, I find that hard to believe. How did he die?"
那他的父亲可能会问他，哦，这怎么可能呢？哥利亚是怎么死的呢
？And this 17-year-old boy said, "Well, it was simple. I killed him."
那这个17岁的小男孩会说呢，很简单，因为我把哥利亚给杀了。
And I think his father said, "Now, David, don't tell me stories."
他的父亲可能会不信哈，说大卫，你不要跟我讲故事。
And I think that David had Goliath's head in a bag that he was carrying, and he opened the bag and he said, "There, Dad, you look at that head. Is that Goliath's head?"
那因为大卫呢，在战场上呢，是把哥利亚的头给首级给砍下来了。他是带在身后的袋子里啊，也许他在那个时候会给他的父亲看一看。
He said, "You see that stone in his head right in there? How did it get there? I slung the stone. It went into his head by the grace of God. Dad, I saved your brothers."
所以，大卫可能会告诉他的父亲呢，那这个哥利亚的头上的那个石头嵌进去的石头啊，就是他用甩石给扔进去的啊，而且因此呢，他就救了他的哥哥们。
And so John summarizes that story and the story of the Lord Jesus with these words. He said, "The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world."
所以同样的，约翰是这么来描述耶稣来的。他说，神差他的圣子。成为世人的救主。
Our verses in Galatians 4 say, "God sent forth his Son in the fullness of time. He sent him to redeem those who were under the law."
加拉太书四章四节也是这么说，一至时候满足了，神就差他的儿子为女子所生，要把律法以下的人赎出来，生在律法以下。
So when is the fullness of time?
什么是时候满足的时候呢？
And one of the answers to that question is this. The fullness of time is when you finally get to the point where you say, Lord, I need you to save me now.
那时候满足就是指我最终 到了一个时间点，说主啊，我现在需要你救我，你现在来救我。
Now, sometimes in life, we see answers to our prayers.
有的时候在我们的生命里，我们会听见啊，对我们祷告的回应。
If we pray, there are always answers to our prayers. We just don't always see them.
那么只要我们祷告呢，神总是要回应我们的祷告，但是我们并不是时时能够看见这样的回应。
And so I find it very simple. This week, God answered several of my prayers in most dramatic ways. I can't tell you about it, but absolutely marvelous ways. God said, Harold, I did this, I'll do this, I'll do this. And I just sit back, my head swims. I say, God, you're a marvelous God. You have helped me.
那我呢，因为没办法把事情都讲出来，但是我最近呢，神给了我一个非常奇妙的祷告的回应啊，我只能摇头说，主啊，你真的是太奇妙了啊，这些事情都成就了。
When did he help me?
那他什么时候帮助我呢？
The first time I prayed about the problem?
是我第一次为这些麻烦祷告的时候吗？
No, I probably prayed about the problem 10, 15, 20 years ago.
那甚至其实并不完全是，我甚至有的祷告是在十二十年前啊，就在为这些事祷告了。
But he sent forth the power of his sons when I needed it right now. If he'd sent it earlier, I might not have responded properly. He sent it now. I say hallelujah.
但是为什么等到现在呢？因为当现在来成就的时候，他把这样的事情现在安排的时候，我的回应是最好的啊。我可能在这之前呢，还不一定能够正确的回应，所以哈利路亚。
Have you got a problem?
你是不是有一些问题，有一些麻烦呢？
If we were in a Sunday school class, I'd get you to raise your hand. And if we were there, you would all raise your hand. We've all got big problems.
如果你是在主日学的学生呢，我会让你举个手，说谁有麻烦需要祷告，我相信每个人都会举手。
What is the solution to our problems?
那我们怎么来解决我们的麻烦呢？
God sending forth his son.
神差他的圣子。
In David's case, God was gracious and he allowed that stone that David slung to go right into Goliath's forehead.
在大卫的时候，神使得大卫所扔的那块石头正中哥利亚的头。
Only God could organize that.
也只有神能够这么安排。
What is your problem?
你的麻烦是什么呢？
And we've all got several problems. The most fundamental problem we've got is this. We need a savior for our souls because the soul that sins will die and after death the judgment. And if we haven't trusted Jesus as savior, we go to hell instead of heaven. That's a big problem.
我们的确有很多麻烦，但是最大的麻烦是我们的灵魂犯了罪啊，那罪的后果就是死。那我们在地上死了之后呢，人人都有一死，死后且有审判啊，这一切没有接受赦罪恩典的呢，那都要经历地狱的审判了。
And many people will acknowledge that, but they often say, you know, it's not that bad because I'm still a young man and I'll be all right. Everything's fine. Don't trouble me now.
那很多年轻人会说，哎呀，我还年轻啊，你不要跟我讲这些啊，一切都很好的啊，现在我不想去想。
Other people say, well, I've lived a long time, and frankly, things are going, they're not going too badly. I think I'll be okay. It's interesting to hear the story, but I think things are okay.
那还有的人回应说，哎呀，我也活了很久了，一切都还挺好的，我的生活现在还都不错，现在都还行，你不用来跟我讲这些，但是呢，谢谢你跟我分享，我不想再去思想。
Many people say, I know it's a big problem, but you see, I've been living this way all my life. And I, well, frankly, I'm not prepared to change now. I lived without God in my life. I don't need Jesus now. If I needed Jesus, it should have been 20 years ago, but I don't need Jesus now.
那甚至有人会说，哦，我也知道这个故事，但是我已经以现在这个生活方式生活了几十年了，我可能几十年前，二十年前我可能需要耶稣，但是现在我也不能再改变了，所以我不需要耶稣。
And so God sometimes withholds his solution, his answer, until we realize we need it now. It's got to get really, really serious before he will say, I need Jesus.
所以神会使得人的时候合适了。这样的合适的意思呢，就是人真的里面生出了那个极大的愿望，说我需要耶稣，我现在的境况需要耶稣，那这个时候耶稣对我们意义就很大了。
I spoke to my friend several years ago. I said, George, why don't you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior now?
我以前几年前呢，跟我的一个朋友叫 George 呢分享福音，我说 George, 你为什么不接受耶稣啊？现在就接受，成为你的救主呢？
George says, well, Harold, things aren't that bad, you know.
George 就跟他说 Harold, 我的情况还没有那么糟糕呢，还行。
I said, George, do you think God is so small that he's not able to make your problems worse?
那我就跟 George 很直白的说，我说 George, 你觉得神很小，不能让你的麻烦比现在大得多吗？
Well, he said, no, don't worry about that, and he changed the subject and we drove on.
然后呢 ，George 就赶紧转换话题了，说不要再谈了，我们谈点别的吧。
It was 3 or 4 years later, and George got into terrible sin and terrible folly and terrible loss.
然后三四年之后呢，同样这个 George 呢，他进到了非常糟糕的罪，以及因着这个罪而来的极大的损失里。
And he said.Harold was right. It did get much worse. I'm going to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior right now.
所以他那时候就想起 Harold 所说的。Harold 说是对的，我的确变得更糟糕了，所以我现在决定接受基督成为我的救主。
Why did Jesus come in the fullness of time?
为什么耶稣来啊，就时候满足的时候来的呢？
Because the needs were pretty great in those days.
因为在那个时代，那以色列人对救恩的需要是极大的。
There had been 400 years, and God hadn't sent them one prophet to be recorded in the scriptures.
所以在圣经里呢，最后一卷马拉基书到耶稣来的时候，有400年之久，神没有差一个先知留在圣经里。他的话语，神没有对以色列人说话。
They said, we've got a big problem. God has gone silent.
所以以色列人说，我们有大麻烦，因为神已经沉默了很久了。
I can't think of anything more terrible than knocking on God's door, and he won't open the door.
所以我想不到比这个更糟糕的一个场景，就是我们敲神的门呢，但是神不开门。
And so God often delays his response until we become desperate.
所以神会有的时候会推迟他的回应，直到我们急迫的想要神的时候。
The story of Christmas is wonderful. In the fullness of time, God did send his son.
所以圣诞节的故事非常棒，因为时候恰巧合适满足的时候，神就把他的圣子差来了。
He sent his son to redeem us and bring him back to himself.
他差他的圣子来赎我们，把我们买回去归他自己。
He sent his son so that we could be adopted into his family and become one of his sons, like Jesus is one of his sons.
他使我们买回去，可以像耶稣那样成为他的儿子。也是我们有儿子的名分。
Why did he delay his coming?
那他为什么要推迟到那么晚才来呢？
In mercy, so that we would understand that this amazing solution to the problem is the only solution that would work.
所以因着他的怜悯呢，使我们在我们的心里明白，哦，这才是对我们的麻烦，我们的罪唯一的解决方案。
Noah's Ark wouldn't work because they wouldn't get in.
如果那个做不到的话，这个就没有办法，人就没办法再进去了。只有
The law wouldn't work because even though they said they would obey it, they didn't obey it.
就是当人本来说要顺服的时候，他却不顺服。
The tabernacle was beautiful to remind them of God, but they said, we don't need you, God. All we need is your tabernacle.
那比方说在会幕的时候，人最后却说呢，我只需要这个会幕啊，需要这个形式，我不需要神。
He sent them judges and prophets and kings, and they said, we will follow them, and they didn't listen.
同样呢，神差了先知，差了士师，差了王，那人们说呢，我们要跟从，但其实他们并没有。
There is only one thing that will bring salvation, and that is God's Son came into the world. Praise the Lord for Christmas. God's Son came into the world to redeem those who were in the world. It's the only way we could be brought back.
所以只有一个唯一的方式可以使我们真正得到救赎，就是神的儿子来到地上，成为我们的救主，我们才可能被买回去。
What's going to happen next in the history of the world?
那在这之后，历史发生了什么呢？
God is going to send his son, and there's going to be the rapture of the church, and all Christians are going to get to go to heaven.
那在未来呢，神还会在他的差他的圣子来，在那一次呢，所有属他的孩子都要被提，在天上跟他相聚了。
Christians say that'd be wonderful if it came right now. I would like it if it came this evening.
所以每一个基督徒都很盼望这样的时刻，我自己也是希望今晚他就来了。
Why didn't Jesus send his son yesterday to redeem us all?
为什么神不昨天差我他的儿子来把我们救回去呢？
Well, the fullness of time hadn't come yet.It's not God's full time, and we're not, but frankly, things aren't bad enough yet. They'll get worse, then Jesus will come.
所以同样的跟这个道理是一样，时候还没有满足，也同样的和那个时候的原因是一样的，今天的时代呢很坏，但是还没有坏到很糟糕的程度，人们没有说我要耶稣再来的那样的程度，所以耶稣就很
满足。Are you happy for Christmas?
你是不是很想 很盼望、
yes.
圣诞节、
okay. We're happy for Christmas because God did send his son, and those of us who trusted him as Savior say this is marvelous. That's exactly what we need. I need him now.
所以的确因为神就差了他的圣子来，一切盼望救恩的人都说这就是我们想要的，这就是我们现在要的，就是神的圣子，神的救恩。
Just turn over in your Bible to John chapter 1 and verse 12. John chapter 1 and verse 12.
来看一下约翰福音的一章十二节。
And the verse reads like this. It says, As many as received him, to them God gave the power to become the sons of God.The children of God, even to them that believe on his name.
约翰福音一章十二节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄，做神的儿女。
All right, so the first verse we read says, God sent his son in the fullness of time to redeem them so that they could have the adoption of sons.
我们刚才读的那段经文说，在时候满足的时候，神差他的儿子来，为女子所生，要把律法之下的人救出去。
How do we get this adoption of sons? John chapter 1 and verse 12.
那我们怎么得着这儿子的名分呢？就是约翰福音一章十二节刚才读的，我们信他。
If we believe him, if we receive him, we can get the adoption of sons.
那我们相信他，我们就成为神的儿子，成为耶稣基督，成为神的儿女。
The truth was there in Noah's day. They just didn't bother getting into the ark. They wouldn't come in, but they could have been saved.
在挪亚的时代呢，当时代的人根本就连方舟都不愿意进，所以他们更谈不上能被救了。
The truth is here today. We can become the children of God. He will redeem us. He will resolve our problems. He will help us. But we have got to believe Him and receive Him.
所以今天也是一样，神一样可以救我们，可以买赎我们，但是我们得接受，就像要进方舟一样，我们得接受基督才能得救。
And then.He may very well cause us to mature more by making us wait until the fullness of His time has come in.
对，同样的道理，他也要等我们慢慢的成熟，直到时候满足的时候，他会第二次再来。
All right, thank you all for your patience, and I'm going to close in prayer, and then Long will continue to minister to us.
谢谢大家今晚的耐心啊，我们一起来做结束的祷告，然后再继续。
Now thank you, Lord. We appreciate the truth of God.
主啊，我们要谢谢您啊，我们为神的真理而感恩。
Thank you for sending your Son at the right time.
谢谢您差您的圣子在时候满足的时候来了。
And Lord, our prayer is that we will acknowledge that now is the right time. We need you now. Remove from us, we pray, everything that would cause us to say no to the simple truth of God.
主啊，我们对每一个还未信的人说，主啊，求你带着他们，现在就是那满足的时刻，现在就是。说主啊，我需要你的时刻，求您拿走他们里面，拦阻他们相信的那些东西。
Lord bless each one of us, we pray. Thank you for Christmas. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ in His name.
主啊，谢谢您祝福我们，谢谢您带给我们圣诞节，也差耶稣基督来拯救我们。奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.